Past 7 o'clock, we'll be opening the Fluvanna County Planning Commission regular meeting for August 7th, 2018. First order of business is the pledge allegiance and the roll of silence. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you.
Amen.
The next item of business is the director's report.
Mr. Chairman, I don't have any items to report as far as board actions are. I just want to let everybody know our new planner, Ms. Holly Steele, starts next Monday. We'll be back to full staff next week.
Brad is very appreciative.
The next item is the first of two public comment sections for the night. Anyone wishing to come forward to speak on anything other than the items that are the agenda tonight, please come forward, state your name and address. You will be limited to 3 minutes. Seeing no one coming forward, we'll end the public comment section. The next item is the minutes of the July 10th, 2018 meeting. Do I have any comments on the meetings, any corrections that need to be made, or do I have a motion about the minutes?
No one has any comments. I make a motion to accept the minutes.
Have a motion by Mr. Lagasina to accept the minutes. All. Do I have a second?
Second.
Have a second from Ms. Mary Key. And then all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Chair votes aye, 5-0. We have no public hearings for tonight. We have no presentations. The next item on the agenda is a site development plan, STP 1804, Fluvanna Self Storage.
Would any of you like a hard copy of the sketch plan to look at while I'm presenting? This is a sketch plan request to construct 5 additional storage buildings on the property identified as Tax Map 9A9, which is almost 13 acres in size. You'll see on one of the following screens, it's currently zoned B1 and in the Rivanna Community Planning Area. And adjoining parcels around the site are zoned either A1, R4, or BC. So that is a map showing the location of the existing parcel of Monticello Road. This aerial is just, you know, it's a little bit old. It shows that there's no development on the property. I couldn't find the current aerial, but just so you are aware, there are 2 existing storage buildings on the site that were approved for a previous site plan. So if you were to look at the current aerial imagery, that would be a driveway entrance from Lake Monticello Road, and then you would see 2 buildings. And then that is the zoning map that shows the property to be zoned B1. The red is adjoining BC, the brown is R4 residential zoning, and then the green is the A1 agricultural zoning. So you can see there's multiple zoning districts in the area. And then this is the sketch plan that's been submitted with this current proposal. So again, we had a previous site plan approval for 2 existing storage buildings. On the screen, those are shown in blue, buildings A and B. And this current submittal proposes 5 additional storage buildings, which are the ones in red, buildings C, D, E, F, and G. So the two existing storage buildings on the property together, they total 11,000 square feet. And they were approved on site development plan 1616. This proposal is for five additional storage buildings that would all together be an additional 32,400 square feet. And then you can see the breakdown on the screen of each one individually. The largest one would be 8,800 square feet. And the buildings are different sizes just to allow customers different options, storage areas that they need based on their needs. So that's why all of the buildings aren't the same size. And then, as you'll see on the sketch plan, they're not proposing any office or parking areas. It's just going to be the buildings and then the driveway area to access them. The buildings won't require any utilities, any septic system, or any water. So to conclude, this is a sketch plan for five storage buildings. The project appears to meet the county's zoning ordinance requirements. If the sketch plan is approved and following this, they would just need to submit their final site plan and that will be reviewed by the county agencies. Staff recommends approval of site development plan 1804, subject to the three conditions in the staff report. That concludes my presentation. The applicant is here if you'd like to ask additional questions.
Does anybody have any questions for Mr. Robinson or the applicant, either one?
Mentions an existing SWM facility that's going to be expanded. What is an SWM facility?
Stormwater management.
Oh. And that's going to be expanded to handle the requirements.
The existing, but the approach is to basically extend the existing water a little bit farther to minimize any other work that's required for the water. You'll see a possible one up the hill a little bit.
Yep.
That's only going to be there if once we get the final site plan done, that's required for water management. But we're pretty sure we are going to have to expand the bottom one.
Any other questions? Well, I'll open it up to discussion with the Planning Commission. I don't see any real problems with this. We've looked at this and we've approved the other phase of it. And I see that this is what basically has been planned all along.
The screening in there is already there. Yes, they're just not going to remove. Yeah.
They're keeping most of the vegetation in the prior.
If there's no more questions, no more discussion of the Planning Commission, do I have a motion?
So I would move to approve Site Development Plan 1804, a sketch plan request to construct five self-storage buildings with respect to 12.868 acres of Tax Map 9, Section A, Parcel 9, subject to the three conditions listed in the staff report.
Okay, I have a motion from Mr. Zimmer. Do I have a second?
Second.
Okay, have a second from Ms. Mary Key. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Chair votes aye, 5-0. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks very much.
So no subdivisions and for tonight. The next item is unfinished business, the authorization for home occupants text amendment.
Okay, we're picking back up where we left off in June. Basically, tonight I'm just showing you the updates I made based on the request and discussion at the June meeting.
And what we took a look at, the Board of Supervisors directed us to look at Airbnbs, and we thought it was a good idea to actually, since we expanded into home occupations, to actually get authorization from the Planning Commission before we proceeded to hold the public hearing in regards to home occupations, since it did branch out into other areas of the ordinance. Mr. Robinson will give more detail on that.
Okay. So on the next screen,
sorry,
You've seen this before. This hasn't changed. This is the definition we're proposing. So our existing definition kind of works as our standards for home occupation. So we're going to take those and put those as general standards, and this would be the definition to replace that definition. So again, no change from that from last time. Now, one change from last time, we were trying to do the two categories of minor home occupations and major home occupations. After going through the standards for each one of those, it was stripped down to the point, in my opinion, where it didn't really make sense to have two categories of home occupations. There was only one standard for each one. So I've gone back and just made some general standards for home occupations overall that incorporate everything that was discussed. So, for example, on the screen, the black text, all of that's still the same. The red text, you wanted the 25% maximum floor area to apply across the board to all instead of breaking it down for major and minor. So that's what the red text is on the screen. That's a change from last time. And then number two, you wanted the same to apply for accessory buildings and not have there be a difference between major and minor for the use of accessory buildings. So that applies to 25% across the board. And then the number four on the screen just clarifies that if you're in A1 zone property, you're permitted to have one employee, that it's not a resident of the dwelling. That was one of the major standards. And we're just taking the data of the general standards. On the screen, I didn't highlight the latter part of 7. The text overall for number 7 is still the same, but you just wanted some type of language saying that if you have special events, that you wouldn't be penalized for that. So the last sentence states that, special events such as recitals would be permitted on an incidental basis. Other than that, all of the other language on the screen is the same from last time. And all of that text is the same from last time. That's just specifying that you're not supposed to make changes to the dwelling for the purpose of having a home occupation, that the traffic is supposed to be consistent. You're not supposed to increase demand for services, utilities, etc. And then one request that was discussed last time, it was brought about that the square footage for the signage allowed for home occupations, there was some concern expressed over that. So currently, if you're in A1, you could have up to a 12 square foot sign. So we have reduced that to 4 square feet.
Do we know if there are any non-conforming signs out there now that would become non-conforming?
We don't know.
And if there are, what does that mean to them?
They're non-conforming. They can be maintained as long as they're not destroyed or taken down.
What about repainted?
That's replacement in kind. They would be able to do that.
Yeah, that's like ordinary maintenance.
Yeah.
So are you saying that they would be grandfathered in if it?
I don't like to use that term, but okay. Yes, I understand what you're saying.
Okay.
Answers, yeah.
I would say you and I would say it, but not him.
That's right. But I gotta go in front of the guy with the black dress.
Legally non-conforming.
Gotcha. Okay.
And then on the screen, this is for the residential districts. We've done the same, reduced it from 9 square feet to 4 square feet. And one county I looked at only allowed 2 square feet, and we thought that might be a little bit too small. So that's why we
12 by 12.
Yeah,
12 by
24. Oh, okay.
2 square feet.
This is.
So that's why we settled on 4 square feet.
24 is not exactly intrusive.
Yeah.
And you're also, HOAs are probably going to prohibit signs generally.
Right, so that
anyway,
comes
so.
Back in with this,
yeah. So those are the changes that would occur in the sign regulations, and we chose to just, since the regulations will defer to the sign section of the ordinance, we just chose to make that amendment there. And then for the definition of fine art studio, we would add some language showing red on the screen that would clarify that if you exceed the requirement for the home occupation, you would need to obtain a special use permit. And I think that's basically, yeah, that covers all the requests and discussion that took place last time. So we can entertain more discussion, and if you're ready to move forward, we have a motion on the screen to authorize a public hearing.
Can you go back on?
Back here, comment with the motion.
What's that?
I have a comment with the motion.
I'm just trying to make sure I understand this. So fine art studios, why do they need to be by right and also covered, or are they not covered by the home occupation?
Well, right now they require a special use permit.
Okay.
And we're going to make a use by right in the A1 district. But right. Say that if you exceed.
And so basically, again, I'm sure Mr. Payne will say I'm saying this not badly on a legal basis, but so I understand it. Basically, this puts it as another home occupation. It's by right. It's a home occupation as long as it meets the home occupation rules of 25% and 2x2 sign.
But if it goes
it's
over
good,
that.
But if it goes over the normal home occupation limits, then it needs a special use permit. Okay.
Because the whole concern that's been expressed is the requirement of a special use permit. That's why some of the fine arts folks are.
As long as it's kept within other, on equal ground with other home occupations.
We think this will make it by right for what most folks are trying to do.
I'm sure.
In our community.
And then if they're trying to do more than that or use more space, then they have an avenue, which just takes more effort.
Yeah. But right now it seems pretty draconian to require a special use permit for what?
For anything. Yeah, I agree.
May I ask a question? For the HOAs that's in the community, have you seen any of the home businesses? When people purchase their homes, they know they can have signs. But have you all been receiving any kind of questions about people wanting to be able to post, put signs in their yards or anything on their home?
They just don't ask.
Okay.
But it happens all the time. People just don't ask.
Yeah.
Well, I think that's basically what we discussed. And I think it was a good idea to combine it all into one category.
And all this is subject to Mr. Payne's approval as the form.
We'll get the form fleshed out for you. It won't look exactly like this, but it'll kind of be substantive.
When your motion gets up there, you've got some comments on that also.
Yes, you need to. The motion needs to include a statement of the public purpose to be served by the proposed amendment.
Okay. Does anybody have any questions about what we're proposing to?
I would like to know, is it all right if I ask Mrs. Steiger if that meets what she was trying to accomplish?
Yes.
Okay.
Whether it's all right or not, we know the answer, so that's great. Thank you.
Okay. Any other questions?
Because I wasn't part of all the previous, can you just clarify for me, this is talking about anybody having a home business in Fluvanna and how, what those requirements would be.
We already have provisions for home occupations, but there have been a number of complaints, comments, whatever, from citizens that they were in some cases too restrictive, in some cases they were not restrictive enough. So the staff is trying to brush this up to address those concerns.
And there's a separate requirement that the fine art studio is different from a home occupation. We're kind of merging that back into the home occupation definition to make it easier for folks in the art community to operate their businesses.
Well, of most home occupations, the fine arts is pretty innocuous. I mean, they generally do it on their own or have lessons, but people are doing it anyway.
Well, this is one of those things where zoning ordinances developed by accretion. And somebody comes up with a problem, your general tendency is to address that problem.
Mm-hmm.
And then somebody else comes up with another problem, you address that problem. And this is an attempt to take a longer view, and instead of having a bunch of individual solutions, have a solution for the more general problem.
Okay.
That's why it, you're right. It you know, a lady teaching a kid to paint or play the violin or something like that is pretty objectionable. Yeah. But it, that's the way it came up. It served for its purpose at the time.
Okay, if there is no other discussion or questions about the what we're doing here tonight on this and sending it to the Board of Supervisors, do I have a motion which will be clarified by Mr. Payne?
Oh, Mr. Robinson's going to tell you the public purpose to be served by the amendment.
Okay, I'll give you a motion. I move that the Fluvanna County Planning Commission direct staff to initiate a zoning text amendment to amend Chapter 22 of the County Code in order to amend definitions and add provisions for home occupations and to schedule a future public hearing for formal Planning Commission consideration and recommendation to the Board of Supervisors.
The public purpose, good planning and economic development practice be acceptable.
Yes.
Good planning and economic development practice.
Yes, I would put that on to the end of it too. That's still part of the commission. I mean, of the motion.
Okay, I have a motion from Mr. Johnson with the added language. Do I have a second?
Second.
Okay, I have a second from Mr. Lagosino. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Chair votes aye, 5-0. Have no other new business tonight. Now we will have our second of two public comment sections. Anyone wishing to come forward to speak about anything about the county, you can come forward, state your name and address. You will be limited to 3 minutes. Seeing no one coming forward, I just want to say one thing. There's been some changes. Our economic development person is leaving, and Mr. Stewart's going to be over both planning and economic development, and then there is going to be a person hired to be the economic development person. So that was a change that was just recently made, and I want to congratulate him on.
Thank you. Starts August 20th. I'm not sure how much is going to change, except for I'm going to have some more work on me. I'll still. He's going to the Virginia Economic Development Partnership in Richmond.
No, this guy's going to lose all the money. Then, if there's no more discussion, if there's no objections from the Planning Commission or the Planning Department or the County Attorney, we will adjourn at 7:25.
The records show there's no objection from the County Attorney.